Jashodanandana Brajajanaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jamuna Tira, Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Janaballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Pari, Brajagachara, Jasta, Tarasarishi, Shimari, Si, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yet Jalavipa Vishnam, Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Pari, Brajagachara, Jasta, Tarasarishi, Shimari, Bhakti, Siddhansa, Soti, Thakur ki. Ananta Koti, Vaishnavinda ki. Nama Acharya, Haridas Thakur ki. Paimseka Hoshi, Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhunita, Ananda, Shiadvaita, Gararar. Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan Ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Maya Punabdip Dham Ki. Nuramaniti Dham Ki. Jagannapuri Dham Ki. Tulsi Devi Ki. Bhakti Devi Ki. Ganga Mai Ki. Yamuna Mai Ki. Samaveta Bhaktivinda Ki. Glorious some devotees, all glorious some devotees, all glory Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Gaur Brahmanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Narancha Narottam Tamang Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jemudirayi. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 24, verse 46. Atmanam Sarvabhuteshu Bhagavantam Avastitam. Bhagavantam avasthita apashyat sarvabhutani bhagavat yapi chatmani atmanam sarvabhuteshu bhagavantam avasthita Apashyat sarvabhutani Bhagavatya pichatmani Atmanam sarvabhuteshu Bhagavantam avasthitam Apashyat sarvabhutani Bhagavatya pichatmani Param sarva bhuteshu jata Does anyone else want to chant over here? Still can chant. Okay. Atmanam, the super soul. Sarvabhuteshu, and all living beings. Bhagavantam, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avasthitam, situated. Apashyat, he saw. Sarvabhutani, all living beings. Bhagavati, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Api, moreover, cha, and atmani, on the super soul. Translation. He began to see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is seated in everyone's heart and that everyone is existing on him because he is the super soul of everyone. By report. That everyone is existing on the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not mean that everyone is also Godhead. This is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Everything is resting on him, the Supreme Lord. But that does not mean that the Supreme Lord is also everywhere. This mysterious position has to be understood by highly advanced devotees. There are three kinds of devotees: neophyte devotee, intermediate devotee, and advanced devotee. The neophyte devotee does not understand the techniques of devotional science, but simply offers devotional service to the deity in the temple. The intermediate devotee understands who God is, who is a devotee, who is a non-devotee, and who is innocent, and he deals with such persons differently. But a person who sees that the Lord is sitting as Paramatma in everyone's heart and that everything is depending or existing on the transcendental energy of the Supreme Lord is in the highest devotional position. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuramalitandena Tasma Shigurave Namaha.
Shri Chaitanya Manobhi Stang Tapitam Jena Bhutale, Samra Bhagadama Yamda Dati, Savadanti, Ham Bandehang, Shri Guru Shri Uta Prakamaram, Shri Guru Vaishnavam, Shri Rupam Sagradatam, Sahagana Ragana, Tam Mitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Rara, Krishna Padam, Agana, Alita, Shiva Shakam, Vitam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivedanta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Atmanam sarvabhuteshu bhagavantam avastitam apasyat sarvabhutani bhagavat yapichatmani. He began to see that the Supreme Personality of God is seated in everyone's heart and that everyone is existing on him, but because he is the super soul of everyone. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, this is Kardra Muni, and he's getting further realizations. Interesting about this purport, people familiar with the terms of Uttama Adhikari. Generally, Uttama Adhikari, we take it that he's so advanced that, you know, he not only sees the super soul, but he's very advanced in the position of worship of Krishna and Radha Krishna. But here, and a similar thing is said in the Ishupanishad, that yastu sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhuvijana tatrako maha. There's several verses explaining this exact point. Nothing isn't there mentioned about very high rasa or anything, but here, and we don't hear that this is true in this story also, but, and this is considered Uttama. So we have different ways of viewing this Kanishtha Adhikari situation. One thing about Kanishtha Adhikari is mentioned also, that we always hear that worships the deity. So doesn't mean that you can't be a Kanishtha Adhikari if you don't worship the deity also. But sometimes people have not come to that stage, and other times, so from different vichar, from this angle, that angle, we can see what is Uttama. We, within Uttama category, there's also Kanishtha Uttama, Majjhima Uttama. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying in his song, introduction, Sharanagati, that Kandiya Kandiya Bolo, Bolo, Amito Adam. He's telling his guru, he's begging from the guru, this position that Shikaya Sharanagati Koro He Uttam. Please make me Uttama. I am Adam. Adama Janara Bandhu. The guru is the friend of the fallen. The translation says we hear poor, but actually this is not exact translation, that Adama means fallen. So if someone could be rich, he doesn't have to be poor to be fallen. Or else we will have this philosophy of the Daridra Narayan, that Narayan has become very poor. This is a Hindu or something. They have some different sayings. And that's one of their positions, philosophy. Very generalized idea that we see Narayan in the poor person if we feed the poor. Keshava Seva. This is a this is service to Krishna. It's just to feed the poor. But they don't do any sadhana or anything like that. But this is their position. So we have to be kind of understanding this. What is this, what these levels are. Prabhupada uses the word mysterious. The mysterious position. And he's referencing the avyakta verse in the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagaravyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani. Just see, in those two verses, 4 and 5, Krishna is speaking that yena sarvamidam tatam. He's all pervading, but avyakta. He's there by his avyakta. So therefore then, we don't say, this is kind of a counteracting to the Mayavad position that then everyone is Krishna, everyone is Krishna. We say, yes, Krishna, but you're not Krishna. Mayavadis say it. The sannyasis of the Mayavad sannyasis, it's there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that that the sannyasi, dandamatrena grahena, namo narayana bhavet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, Krishna matir ashtu, Krishna will be in your mind. But their thing is that as soon as you get a danda grahena means to get the stick, they take an ekadanda, one stick, and they're very austere. Nowadays, they're not so many, but during Mahaprabhu's time, I'm sure there were many more sannyasis. And so danda grahena matrena. Matrena means only. Only by taking that stick, then you become Narayan. That's it. You're Narayan. When Mahaprabhu was approached by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that Sarvabhauma actually said, oh, this, you should learn from me. Because he was actually instructing the new sannyasis. Although he is Grihastha, Sarvabhauma, very big, big pundit. So all the sannyasis, their whole business is to study and learn Vedanta. So how do you do that? You have to go to a teacher. Although Mahaprabhu was such a great teacher, even when he was a boy, that people will flock to hear from him, and he was already famous. But Sarvabhauma, he wanted to instruct him. First thing he said was, I don't know why you want to be a sannyasi. Sannyasis are rather puffed up people. But the sannyasi is meant to be humble, not that he's Narayan. So therefore we get purports like this from Prabhupada. Don't think you'll become God. We just heard about that when, was it yesterday? She mentioned how, and this happened so many times, that one Janava, she was thinking, she was trying to meditate that the sun will rise due to her meditation or something, and then the sun didn't come up. It was all cloudy and overcast. So as soon as she came down from wherever she was, then she heard cartels. And when she came to the temple, first thing Prabhupada said was, you are not God. Happened to many devotees, whatever they were thinking. Sometimes it happens in a small way. Like I was in Calcutta and it was a very small thing, but we used to discuss whether the milk was any good because we'd take milk, hot milk, but it was rather weak tasting. It wasn't like whole, thick milk, like watered down. You got to watch India, you know. So as I was walking through into Prabhupada's quarters, he glanced at me and said, and he had a cup of hot milk and he looked at me and said, the milk is good. I never forget it. Although I still think the milk was rather weak, but I think he was just saying any type of hot milk at night would be good. Even if it's not that great. The milk is good. So in this way, Prabhupada could understand what people were thinking many times. So here also, Prabhupada knows what an impersonalist might be thinking. So Sarvabhutani. So the qualifications are given in 11th canto. What is it, 11, 2 or 3? Of the... what is the one of the Navayogendras? Brahmana Paramatmana. Narayana Bidanasya Brahmana Paramatmana. King Nimi was approaching these Navayogendras and he had questions about please explain what is Narayan. He's named Narayan, but I don't understand what is Brahman, what is Paramatma. So that's explained throughout Bhagavata. What to speak of? 11th canto, every canto. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabyate, the three aspects. So they're always there. By his unmanifest, Jagat Avyakta Murtina. The same time when one naturally develops, his Krishna conscious philosophy is so perfect, the more you study, then you realize, wow, I didn't realize that. Like if you read Bhagavad Gita every day, Sarva Upanishado Gavo, Dugdo Gopala Nandana. It is the essence of all Upanishads. Just imagine, what are these sannyasis doing all the time? They're studying Upanishad. They have to learn Sanskrit, every grammatical rule like that. And they have to study all Upanishads and Vedas and become very expert. Mostly they come from Brahmanas anyway. They're brought up as Brahmanas. As Mayavadi, you have to become first, be a Brahman, born Brahman. You can't become anything. So Krishna is giving Sarva Upanishad. It is the essence of all Upanishads. Supanishatsu, Brahma Vidya. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, it's the essence of all these Upanishads. No, we don't have to go and study. If you have a brain for that, you can do it. No one will stop you. You can study and memorize all day and night. Just to learn Bhagavad Gita will take quite a while. I mean, especially if you're not familiar with Sanskrit. It will take, guaranteed, a long, many years to study Bhagavad Gita, know every word, and the purport. Prabhupada said, you must learn the purports. So we're getting Bhagavad Gita, the essence of Upanishads. All these, every pratishloki, every shloka, every word in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, study again and again. Even Shankaracharya, the king of the impersonalists, he wrote Glorification of Bhagavad Gita. It was printed in BTG also, back in the early 70s. I remember we were surprised, oh, Shankaracharya, Prabhupada said to print it, just to show. Advaitamrita is describing, he uses words like Advaita, but still he's glorifying. And he also quotes Bhagavatam at least one time there. So even Shankar, Bhagavad Gita, Kinchit Adita, you must read some Bhagavad Gita every day. He's encouraging like that. Bhajagovinda, Bhajagovinda. So such an important thing to study Bhagavad Gita, to understand all this stuff. So Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kovanapi Nalapyate. In the fifth chapter of the Gita describes the devotee is very dear to everyone, everyone is dear to him, because Sarva Bhuta, he sees the super soul there. Ikshate Yoga Yuktatma, he sees the super soul. Nahanashyatma, in the 13th chapter, he will never degrade, your mind will stay very elevated when you see the super soul there. So when Narad Muni was instructing Vyasadeva, he, many things, but one of the things he said that iti murti abhidanina, mantra murti amurtikam. So we think of a vyakta, amurti means no form like that. But Narad Muni is explaining there, one who yajate yajna tapa yajna purusham samyag, one can worship Krishna in his holy name, although it doesn't have a physical form. That's what he's telling to Vyasadeva. Anta morti mamorti kam. The people want some physical thing, but this sound, shabda anabrita, by sound, this is Vedanta Sutra. So Vedanta Sutra is an important thing. This is what the sannyasi studied. Veda anta, bhakti vedanta. We follow them. In fact, Narad Muni was following the bhakti vedantas, even in the first canto. When he was a small child and his mother was died, he was only five, but before that, he ate some remnants of these great souls, these bhakti vedantas, sankirtyamanam. What were they doing? Sankirtan. Even in a previous millennium, in fact, Vyasadeva was surprised when Narad Muni was approaching him in a spiritual body, he had his spiritual body. He said, well, how do you remember what happened before the day of Brahma? It was a different day of Brahma. Like, we have a problem to remember something in 5 minutes from now. You can't remember it. You have to keep studying. But Narad Muni could remember. So Vyasadeva was asking, how did you remember that from the previous? So therefore, he explained so many things in those verses. Nishobhate Gyanam Alam Naranjan. He also talked about the beauty without the form of Krishna. Then this, even there's Gyan, Adan me Gyanam Aishvaryam Svanam. He said, first I was in, when he was meditating, when he left home, he was sitting under a tree, but he Svanam Bhavam Saroritam, I forgot the word. But he said, I was sitting in a lonely place under a tree away from everybody, and it was a very dangerous place that he was, but he was sitting there meditating. And then he finally got darshan of Krishna. Apashyat purusham purnam mayachatara pashrayam. So he instructed Vyasadeva, you do the same thing. Simply think of these pastimes for deliverance of all the living entities. Kripaya munina kritam. Couldn't hear? You're saying you can't hear?
No.
Oh. Okay. So we're meant to come to this platform. First, we have to learn what is the Kanishtha Anushari, Shraddha Anushari, according to our faith in Shadanvato, according to faith, Sasada Danashya Vivardamana. The Shraddha means enthusiasm. Just doesn't mean like some faith. Yeah, I have faith. No. But faith means enthusiasm. Tat Shraddha Dhanamuniyau Gyanavairagya Yuktaya Pasyanti Atmanam Chatmanam Bhakta Shruta Guhitaya. This faith is based on bhakti and understanding the Shastra. That's why we're reading the Shastra. And this is a repetition. Yeah. You can say it's repetition, but again, it's said in a different way with a different angle. So this is a mysterious position that Krishna is there, but he's not there. One time Prabhupada told some sannyasis, try to understand that Krishna is not here. But this is Vipralamba Seva, right? Krishna is not here. Lord Chaitanya says, where is Krishna? Ka, where is Krishna? Ha, ha Vishvambara ha Maharasamaya. Devotees are feeling this great separation that Krishna is not here, but he's there, but he's not there. Anadi tvam nirganatvat paramatmayam mayam avyayam. In the 13th chapter, many verses describing the Supersoul. How he's antike dure sokshmatat avigyayam. He's very subtle, he's very far away. Bahiyam tascha bhutanam acharam charam evacha sukshmatat taravig. He's within, he's without. Inconceivable, mysterious. Don't think that you can ever know. Even Lord Brahma is saying he cannot know the end of Krishna. Krishna himself cannot know. The last verses of the Bhagavatam, what is that verse? It says, Yasyantam Navadu Sura Suragana. What is it last? Devayatasmai Namaha. Prabhupada was quoting this verse to the Beatles. They were challenging, at least Yoko Ono was, and John Lennon. They were challenging that, but you only chant Hare Krishna like that, you know. We want to chant so many things. Prabhupada said, no, you can chant so many things. You can chant entire Vedas. Dhyana Vastita, what is it? It starts off that verse that, young Brahma Varunendra Rudra, and Prabhupada singing so beautifully. They got full mercy. As great as Prabhupada could chant, he chanted even better when he was. You read that, but if you hear it, that he, how he's chanting. And he, what is he chanting? Also, Prahlad's prayers. Matirna Krishna Parato Sato. You'll never understand that on your own. You might get some bogus guru or something. Because Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamishram. Senses are uncontrolled. Those, when the senses are ajitendriya, then you can't understand this philosophy. So the philosophy is saying over and over again. It seems sometimes repetitive, but it's actually wonderfully different at the same time. This is Beda-Bed. Veda Ved Prakash, Achintya Veda Ved, Prabhupada saying mysterious, this means Achintya. Doya Kara Vichar, Karlite Chitti, Pabe Chamatkar. If your mind is very speculative, that's okay also. You can, Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Chaitanya Doya Kara Ho Vichar. Vichar means you study, you can study this philosophy. Even if you're a Maivadi, doesn't matter. But you can study Bhagavatam. You'll find it. You can study Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Even Kaviraj Goswami says, so go on, you try it. Krishna Chaitanya, doya koraho vichar. You study it. Vichara naiki nipano sa dharma samta. Six Goswamis were the best experts, nipano. Very expert. And Shri Chaitanya kripabaro bhuvi bhuvo bharava antarako. They, carrying the burden of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Krishna Chaitanya, Kribabaro Bhuvi Bhuvo. And Bhuvi Bhuvo means they're taking the burden of Maya from all the residents of this material world. Tribhuvane Sanyakaro Pujito. Therefore, they're most worshipable. They're the most expert. No need that we have to study the whole thing. No. That's already been done. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Therefore, they're Vande Rupa Sanatana. So Sukadeva Goswami, he says also that when he's giving his prayers, he mentions Sa Esha Atmatma Vatam Madhishvara Tarimayo Dharma Mas Tapo Maya. I think this is the verse, but it says that the those who are beyond any kind of Vitakya Lingo Bhagavan, that's Shiva and Brahma, even Shiva and Brahma, they offer full respects to Krishna. And their qualification is their beyond designation. Beyond designation. Upadi, sarva upadi vinirmuktam. So the material world is everyone suffering under the upadis. Who am I? I'm this person, old, young, small, big, cat and dog, everyone. I am this American, therefore I can kill anyone. I am so great. I am this Putin or this other rascal. They will kill anyone. Asomai hatashatro, just destroy them. They have no love. Tato nava jagupsate, but these Mahabhagavats mentioned here. Sarvabhutani yapasyad Bhagavan Bhava Matmana. Isha punishes Tato nava. They have no hatred of anyone, no envy of anyone. Atmo pamyena. In the sixth chapter of the Gita, then Krishna tells Arjuna, Atmo pamyena sarvatra. Sarvam, what is it? Yogi. He said, the paramo yogi, the highest yogi, he sees everyone. Sukham ba yari ba dukham. In happiness or distress. In fact, the Vaishnavas are most merciful. Para dukkha. Para dukkha dukkhi. When they see others are miserable, they feel sad. They feel compassion. They don't want to step on a bug. No. Sometimes they're just like Babaji's, Bhajanandji's. They do not even preach. They're just... But still, Prabhupada is talking about his guru and his and Gaurakishore Das Babaji one time. He said that Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he was feeling inept, that he could not save these living entities. Therefore, yes, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, you are so learned, then you can save. I cannot do anything. They are all rascals going to hell. As far as he was saying, I cannot save them. He was seeing them equally, that so much compassion, but he felt powerless. Therefore, he said, you save them. And Bhakti, so Prabhupada said, yes. So he said like that, but my Guru Maharaj's mood was, yes, I must save them. Ahamsa sarvabhutani. No harm to any, not no harm, not just no harm, but to save them. Maunam charanti vijanena parata nishta. Prahlad Maharaj says, I don't have this mood. Rather, I want to save them. Antastito yena, bhavanti aduka. Yena, I want to stay antastito amongst the living entities until they're all delivered. This is the Ranti Dev's statement. So the impersonalists, how can they show mercy? If you only have impersonalization, that's okay. Just like Shukadev and four Kumars, they have this Brahman realization. But they took this parinishtitopi naraganya. Shukadev was speaking in the beginning of the second canto that I was situated above the modes of nature. But when I heard, he was in the womb and he heard that his father was speaking the Bhagavatam. Imagine his father is Vyasadev. So nowadays they say so many times, if you have a baby in the womb, then you should play some beautiful music. And they can, like Prahlad Maharaj, he learned in the womb. But Shukadev was learning in the womb. Parinishtitopi naragyan. But Uttama Shloka, when he heard this pastimes from the Bhagavatam. He became very attracted. Therefore, as soon as he came out, he was going away. Young Prabhajanta Manopitam. He didn't do any kind of ceremony, nothing. But his father was running after him. In the beginning of the second canto, second chapter, first canto. Young Prabhajanta Manopitam Apetikrityam Dvaipayana Varahaka. His father was yelling, oh, well, please come back, come back. He was fully realized in ecstasy. But he ran off. Therefore, Gurum Panatosmi, what does it say? Yaswanobhavam Akila Shuti Saramekam. He had the essence of all realization already, Shukadev. Swanobhavam Akila Shuti Saramekam. He could understand that as soon as he came into the world, he practically understood that all these living entities are suffering in ignorance. And he was full of mercy, not just sitting by himself. No. Sometimes that's okay. But so these Vaishnava Acharyas, they're full of mercy. Therefore, he spoke this Purana Guyam, this very confidential Purana that we're reading right now. Not that he made it up. He heard it from Vyasadeva. He heard it from Maitreya Muni, Narad Muni, these great persons. So Shukadeva has given his prayers also in the beginning of the second canon, fourth chapter, so many wonderful prayers. Namo, namaste, namo. Purushaya Bhuyase. He's offering prayers to Krishna. He says, Grihita Shakti Tutiyaya Dehinam, Antarbhavayana Palakshavartmani, Antarbhavayana Palakshavartmani. His path is inconceivable. Here, as Prabhupada says, mysterious, but inconceivable. Achincha Kalu Bhavayena, Achincha Kalu. That this, one should understand that it's achincha. Jiva Goswami says, without understanding that it's over, always going to be inconceivable materially, then we will, if we try to grasp it in our hand, like the materialists, we will just now understanding and busy working on this, you know, studying every subatomic particle like that. What is it? The scientists. If they go on and on studying for million, what is that? Lord Brahma's verse. Pantashtu koti vatsara sampragamyu vayoratapi manaso muni punga mam. The muni punga, they may be super brainiac, but they can go studying achincha. Still it remains achincha. Advaita machuti manari anantarupam ajam purana purusham nave. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham. It's beyond Vedas, durlabham. So it's difficult to. It was sudurlabham, but easy at the same time. Bahusambhavanti. After many, many births. Labha sudurlabham idam bahusambhavanti. After many births, it is said, then one gets bhaktim labhat. One gets bhagavatam. After many, bahonam janmanamanti, muktanamat, so many verses say like that. Liberated person is very hard to find. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschidyati. Even amongst so many liberated persons, karmi bhya parito, Rupa Goswami says, only one will become, so many karmis, one will become a liberated person. And out of that, one, kechit kevalaya bhakti vasudeva parayana. Someone becomes a Vasudeva Bhakta, Vasudeva Prayana. Agam dunvanti kachne niharami babaskara. Then the fog becomes lifted. You can see. So when Parikshit Maharaj was speaking with Shukadeva in the beginning of the sixth canto, it was a very nice conversation there. He had just heard about fifth canto. The last part of fifth canto describes all the hells, what's going to happen if they do this. So he was very concerned, therefore, Dunehe Mahabhaga, you are the most fortunate, Parikshit Maharaj addressed him. Prabhupada was speaking on the in Henry Street in 71 when he first came there. Prabhupada was speaking according to time and place. So somehow or other he was speaking on sixth canto. He may have been speaking about it. It's always applicable, but we always remember that is the way he was quoting the Sanskrit verses and everything. Very amazing. If you are a new bhakti and you hear that, then it's such an amazing thing. Prabhupada is Adunaya Mahabhaga Yataiva Narakan. Nan Ogra Yatananeya Tanme Vyakyata Maharsi. Their tigra, their tibra, their study, their suffering, there's so many miseries. We just heard about it in the fifth canto. How can they be saved? Right now, he said, Adunaya Mahabhaga Yataiva Narakan. Ogra. Very horrible things. So he was so concerned. So Prikamaraj is a very elevated person. Gave up everything. Shivaya Lokashit Bhutaye. For the benefit of everyone, he gave up his kingdom. He sat on the banks of the Ganga to hear Shukadev. Not eating, not drinking. Fasting. Badate, there's some verses there in the 10th canto. Although I have not eaten, I am not drinking, nothing still. By hearing the nectar. So throughout Bhagavatam is nectar, all nectar. Vayam tu navatripyama uttama shloka yachinvatam rasayanam svadhu svadhu pate. Svadhu svadhu means to taste it at every step. Lord Chaitanya says that the taste we're always after. Material tastes, they're very flickering. So Prika Maharaj is such a great example that he said, previously I was so thirsty that I put this dead snake on the sage. Now, whatever. Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu. There's so many great sages came on the banks of the Ganga to try to give some recommendation to Prika Maharaj. And Shukadev arrived. And therefore atone, gurum, what is paramam gurum, you are the supreme guru. Just by seeing Sukadev, can understand it by his physiognomy, not even hearing. Such a great person. If such a great person like Sukadev comes here, then we'll be awestruck. But Prikamaraj was the right person to hear, to see. Therefore he says, tell me now, what is to be spoken? He said, therefore, even before that, he said to all the sages, Ganga cha devi, let the Ganga accept me. So he was ready. Tamopayatam. I'm fully surrendered. He said, I've given up everything. Therefore, he said, Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu, just speaking, just keep speaking this glories of Vishnu. So he was fully qualified to hear this Bhagavatam. And therefore, we're hearing it also. By the mercy of Vyasa Prasada Shutupa. Sometimes they would glorify Prabhupada that you are just like Vyasa Dev. You have taken Vedas and brought them to the West. And never mind rascals who will criticize, but pious persons, they would glorify, especially Indians. Sometimes even Western academics, they say, oh, Swamiji, you have done such great. Prabhupada said, I do not know what great thing I have done. I have not done anything. I have just presented it the way it was, that's all. But if you say I'm like Vyasadeva, then any Vyasa Prasada, by his mercy, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Vyasa Prasada Shutavan. Sanjaya was saying like that, I think. I've heard from Vyas, so by his prasad, then maybe we can speak. Salankushishta Bhagavan, Vachangsi Me. Shukadev in his prayer, a very nice prayer. What's the first line after before that? Bhuktar Mahadbir, no, the third line. Huh? Bhunkte gunan solasya solashatmakam solankushishta bhagavan vachangsi me. So Shukadeva in his prayers are so amazing, but then one of them he says near the end, he says, solankushishta, and Prabhupada chants it if anyone gets a chance to hear Prabhupada singing those prayers. It's very amazing. I think he's just chanting without even cartels. Is that cartels? He is? Oh, okay. Oh, then Kunti's prayers he chants, no, nothing, I think. But those prayers he chants, so anybody can get their ears up to hear those prayers. So Lankrishishta Bhagavan, Lankrishishta means that may his tongue be decorated by Krishna. He's praying like that. So we also have to, Prabhupada became transparent, just like a wooden doll. Anyway, okay, so any comments on this? I'll read the verse again. He began to see the Supreme Personality of God. It is seated in everyone's heart, and that everyone is existing on him. Hridi sarvasya bhishtitam. Brahmayan sarvabhutani. Jiva Goswami cites one verse many times in the Sandarbhas. It's Sukadev's verse in the beginning also of 2:2. Evam sachitte sataeva siddha. What is it? Bhagavan ananta. It's a wonderful verse, and it's describing the Supersoul, but the Supersoul is very merciful. Evam atma, very dear. Atma priyarto Bhagavan ananta. Tam nivrito niyatarto. One should renounce everything and get the full goal of life. Tam nivrito niyatarto bhajeta. Why? Samsara hetu paramashchayatra. Because he's Krishna and samsara hetu. He's the cause of liberation from the samsara. Samsara dhavanava loka. So, Supersoul is there, but controlling in a rather objective way. But Krishna says, as soon as one starts to do service, samsevaya surataravit, then it's like a desire tree. You'll get more and more realization, either quickly or gradually, somehow or other. All right, so.
If I'm not mistaken, did you say that the mayavadis or impersonalists, they cannot show mercy? Are they not?
They can't show the full mercy. They can show some sort of.
Oh, okay. They can bring people to the personal teacher.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Well, Prabhupada described it like dirty tap water compared to the ocean. There's one conversation where I think he was referring to being in Moscow, and they turned the water on. It was just a little drip, rusty water. And he said, yeah, you can say that's water. You turn the tap and there's some rusty, dirty water there. But it's not like the ocean. Samsara dhavanala ruchanaya karanyagana praptasya kalyanagananavashtha. So that's the mercy, karunaya, that Sukadeva is giving. There are some mercies there, but limited. But of course, Prabhupada's a poet, so he might say something. Sukadev, they speaking, it's poetic in a way, right? That kavi means poet. And so the Gaudiya Math, they said that Prabhupada was a kavi, a great poet. So there's an ABC meaning and there's the poetic understanding. If somebody gives ABC meaning of Bhagavatam, I mean, I haven't read it, but it's probably pretty dry. Okay.
I have a short story and then a couple of questions. When we were going to Mayapur, myself and Vartaka, and Rupa and Karasana, pretty
that
much
mic is off and on. Not her fault, but there's something with the battery or something. I don't know.
Pretty soon, as soon as we arrived, Abhiram asked if you wanted to go see.
I don't know. It probably needs a battery.
You can't hear it still?
No, it goes off and on. It's up and down.
Can I start over again?
No, you said go in Abhiram. You went to see Prabhupada.
Yeah. So we went to see Prabhupada. Narataka was thinking, we bowed down to the base. She was thinking, does Prabhupada really want us to be here? Here we are. Prabhupada wants to be here. So she kind of kind of tilted her head, and Prabhupada was looking right at her, and he was shaking his head like, yes, he wanted to be here. And then I wanted to ask, because you mentioned, so many people are liberated, but only one. Is that the same thing as like the dirty?
Manushanam sahasrasu koti mukti majye durlab. Eka Krishna Bhakta, this is one of the CC verses that it says there's so many koti liberated persons, one may become a bhakta. And out of so many bhaktas, one will become Mahabhagavat.
And why is that? Is that because of some latent envy that they have or some willingness?
I haven't examined every single case.
I mean, in general.
It's gradual, like Bahunam Janmanamante Ganavamam Prabhajate Vasudev. So gradually, after many births, and a similar thing is at the end of the sixth chapter that Prayatna Jitanam, after going to higher planets, falling down, maybe going back again. So many things are going on with different. If a yogi has, after a short time, he falls, or a long time, Shucho Deshe. What is that verse? He takes birth in a.
But then also, there's ways to propel yourself going,
It's too bad about that mic. That mic needs to be replaced or something.
For example, Prabhupada, he helped all of us.
Actually, if you just talk without the mic, it would be better.
Okay.
Because it's going, it's like squeaking your voice into nothing. Even they're hearing it like distorted.
How for sure.
Well, how could it be distorted here and it's good online? I'll give you a prize if you figure that out.
Also, I had a question. There's so many things to study, so many verses.
Even the sages in Naimisharanya, Bahun, they had that verses there, I think number 10, or there's two verses. It says, Borini, Bori, Karmani. It says there's so many, they're telling this to Suta Goswami, there's so many shastras to study, and you have to study them after a long time, bodhi bodhi karmanis. Ataksadotriyat saram, please give us the saram, the essence, right now. Saram saram samudritam. So this mentioned again and again. Give us the essence, because they had 1,000 years. They were going to do a yajna for 1,000 years, and they said, how are we going to figure this stuff out? There's so many Madhvacharya, I think 1,000 years ago, 1,200 years ago, said that most of the shastras had disappeared by then. That's already hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So what to speak of 5,000 years ago, they had many shastras, they didn't even write it down, they had it in their heads. So there were many shastras, Borini, Bori Karmani, Shrota Bhyani Vibhagasa, and they have to be understood after a long time. So yeah, so what to speak of us? We have a pin brain.
Then you have the example also of Madhvendra Puri, who was apologizing to the Gayatri Mantra, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to, because he's so absorbed in just chanting Hare Krishna.
He didn't apologize to the Gayatri Mantra.
He was apologizing, I can't do this.
No, he said, Sandhya Vadhanava, I'm apologizing that I can't do this. What the Brahmanas usually do is Sandhya Vandana, that in the morning, noon, and night, you have to go in the Ganga or somewhere and do so many type of things, even the sannyasis. So he's apologizing that I can't do that now because everywhere I go, I see Krishna. So
right. Because just by chance.
It's kind of a poetic sarcasm. I'm sorry, I can't do this stuff. I can't do this,
also,
the rituals.
Also, so many times it mentions that somebody else there, so much service, something you can do, but just by chanting Hare Krishna like once, it's greater than all of that.
Yeah, so, we probably think so after doing it for the last 60 years. And we never really had to do the other stuff, so we got lucky that way. The mic is finished, it needs to go to the hospital or ER. I don't know the words in Italian, but it's distorted.
Pretty good. So you are talking about the super soul. We hear in the second canto that the intelligence of super souls described as the...
This is the verse. It says, the super soul. Right?
Indulgence is the form direction of the super soul.
Yeah, that's in 2 what? You know that verse?
Can you explain that? And also explain what is the function of the super soul within each atom?
What is the function when? Where?
Of the super soul in every atom. What is, you know, how does it act? What's the...
In every canto? What did you say?
Atom. A-T-O-M.
In every atom. Oh, yeah, just now I am knowing. that's there in the Brahma Samhita, right? Antantarashtra paramano chantarashtam. Galoga even. So Krishna is appearing along with his energies as a super soul in every atom. But there's 3 super souls, right? There's Vishnu's 2 Trini Rupani Purushakyani Atovidu. Some put it in the Gita, this six line verse that is describing the 3 Vishnus. Vishnu's 2 Trini Rupani Purushakyani Atovidu. Sarva, what is it? Remember that verse? Anyway, it says, so it's describing the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu and like that, the 3 Vishnus, Mahavishnu. So the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu is the super soul, the living entities, and Karanadakshayi, Kshiradakshayi Vishnu is the super soul of the universe. So he appears as the super soul in every atom, and he's all pervading, Vasudev Sarvamiti. So this cautionary thing is, that's why that's how I take it, that this is cautionary. Don't, just like many times Prabhupada said, don't think, and I quoted that, Namo Narayana Bhavet, that they immediately think they're Narayan. They may have no realization. They're simply studying something dryly. And then as soon as they pick up a danda, even Sarvabhauma, he taught so many sannyasis the philosophy, Vedanta. And when he tried to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went for 7 days. He just on and on, blah, 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 blah. Just imagine what he said. Imagine 7 days, Lord Chaitanya sat there without saying one thing. He just sat there like this. Finally he said, well, wait a minute. What's going on here? You know, you're supposed to have some questions or something. You understand what I'm saying at all? What's going on here? He said, yeah, I understand. It's okay. What you're saying, I don't understand. That could take the wind out of, as they say in England, you know, take the mickey out of him. You know, that wait a minute. You're just covering the Vedanta Sutra. You're not explaining it. You're just like, then Lord Chaitanya gave the, according to Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojana. Somehow it must have been effective because Sarvabhauma became a Mahabhagavat rather than just an impersonal Gyani. He was a big Gyani, undoubtedly. He's probably the top pundit in the entire Orissa in that area of India, at least. But so, what was your question? Just don't use the mic. That mic is all weird. See if you smash it down on the ground, maybe it'll help.
Function, super soul within each.
Yeah, well, there's functions as,
is
in the heart. It's in the heart. He's in the heart. Like in one of Brahma's prayers for creative energy, he describes Tam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavata Hrit Saroje, that he's in the heart, but he takes his place, Asheshu Tekshita, as one, we heard this term the other day, Shruta Ikshita, that one sees by hearing. So when one hears properly, he hears Bhagavatam, hears the Shastra, hears from the Guru, then Shruta Ikshita Patona, then he's already there in the heart, Udasinava, but he's just equal to whatever is going, Samam, Charan, he's just equal to everyone, things, whether it's a dog or a cat, a human, but when one gets human life, if he hears the then, his heart, then yayatamam prabhajante, then the more he interacts, then he's rewarded.
That's the super soul within the heart. What about the atom?
The atom is...
What is the function of the super soul within each atom?
What's the function? He's suspending. He's anuraniyam hato mahiyan. The atom is the smallest thing, but he's within the small. He's smaller than the smallest. So the smallest is this atom or subatomic or now wave particle.
What's he doing there?
He's supervising, maintaining it.
Uh-huh. He's the energy.
Otherwise, there's... Yeah.
Okay.
He's the source of the energy. Sarvendriya gunabhasham sarvendriya vivarjitam. He has no senses, but he's the source of all senses. So in the 13th chapter. Sarvendriya gunabhasham sarvendriya vivarjitam. But he has no material senses.
I would not say he maintains the form. He maintains the form. Vishnu is the maintainer. He maintains the form. Inner.
Yeah, the mic is shot.
He maintains the form. He's the maintainer.
Yeah.
Super soul in the atom. He's maintaining all
right.
The creation.
He's even maintaining that microphone. It's inconceivable. He's there and not there. Just see. Okay, so yeah, maybe tomorrow we'll get a new traveling mic. Maybe one will travel here or something. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Jai, Jai.